I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Badass Women's Hour XL with Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell, and Emma Sexton on Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four!
Welcome to the Badass Women's Hour Extra Bits, our little gift to you podcast subscribers. This is an extra bit from our radio show that we loved this week, featuring me, Harriet Minter, Emma Sexton, and Scarlett Douglas. Now, it's January, so you're probably on a January health kick, right? Well, our new guests have created the most incredible photo shoot to try and show women that you can be beautiful just as you are. We're joined by Linda Blacker and Anem Asiyama to talk about the Victoria's Secret's Angels shoot that isn't like they normally are. We are talking angels because we have in the studio with us two women who have redefined the Victoria's Secret Angels photo shoot. Photographer Linda Blacker brought together some incredible women to challenge, I guess, our perceptions of what we think of when we think of Victoria's Secret. Linda, welcome to Badass Women's Hour.
Hello.
Tell us a little bit about the shoot and where the idea for it came from.
So, yeah, basically at the end of last year, it was coming up to Christmas, and I always like to do something for Christmas. And I'd recently heard that the Victoria's Secret Angels show was cancelled. So I thought, well, why not do my own version, I guess, and one that's inclusive and representative of, you know, diverse women. And the first person I kind of went to with my idea was an arm, because we've worked together a fair few times. And you were really keen.
Yeah,
and
I was just like, I'm on it. Yes.
So, Anam, tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
So, I'm Anam Asiyama. I am officially a full-time plus-size model, I suppose. And besides that, I also do panels, public speaking. I also have a background in events management and just an all-round multifaceted creative, I suppose.
And so when Linda came to you with this idea, which is essentially, on the most basic level, let's put a load of women in some underwear with some wings and in the style of Victoria's Secrets. What did you think of it?
I could already tell because I knew this was going to be incredible because she said she had wings. But every other time, Linda's like, I'm going to make sure to Photoshop the wings in somehow, because we had done a previous angels shoot on which we shared on our pages. And everyone was crazy about that, the divine, angel kind of thing, and it was incredible. But with this one, she said, I'm making the wings. So then I was just like, oh yeah, I'm definitely there. And she's just like, you're going to gag when you see these wings, you're going to scream. And I was just like, yeah, no, we're gonna do this and we're gonna break the internet, and that's exactly what we did. So yeah.
Lindy, tell us about some of the women who took part.
Yeah, so we had a group of six women, and I'm being one of them. And we also had Megan Crabb, aka Body Posse Panda. I mean, people may know of her. She's pretty popular online.
Yeah, she's been on the show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. She's pretty cool. she's a best-selling author of Body Positive Power. And she's got I think she's got 1.4 million followers online. And I've worked with Megan a few times, and she's just awesome. So I was really keen to have her involved. I also have Juno Dawson, who is, she's actually a best-selling novelist, screenwriter, and a columnist for Attitude magazine. And she's also a trans woman, and it was really important to have trans representation in the shoot. And she's amazing. It was such an honour to have her involved.
Yeah, she's so regal. She just, Grace.
Yeah, she was great. And then we had Vanessa Sison, who's actually an operating theatre nurse. Completely different to everyone else, is kind of media-based. But I worked with her earlier in the year when I did a plus-size Asian representation shoot with Michelle Ellman, who's this, she's amazing. And so I really wanted to work with Vanessa again and get her involved. So, yeah, I called her back and... she was down. Yeah. Did you want to introduce the other ladies?
There's also Imogen. So Imogen
Imogen Fox.
Yeah, Imogen Fox is like, she was this, so she was the disabled representation, but mainly queer, disabled femme. So, and she is just like, how do I even, she was like the wise owl in a sense, or like the wise fox. So, and then there was Tina, and I don't want to say her name wrong. So Tina Dajenda.
Dajina?
Sorry. This is my friend, and I'm sorry I'm butchering your name, honey.
But you're giving her a shout out, so
yes. And she's this, like, ethereal, like, African goddess in a sense. Like, it's just the best way to describe her. And
she's a plus-size model.
She's a plus-size model as well. And she has worked with, like, River Island, Simply Be. Mm-hmm. A lot of, like, she's done a lot of the curve stuff with... quite straight size brands in terms of fashion, and she just like this dark skin representation as well, which is like really very much needed.
It was a really cool group of women. I feel really lucky to have had everyone involved. Yeah. Because I feel like it was representing a lot of people that, you know, the reason we did it is because Victoria's Secrets kind of said, well, their former chief marketing officer kind of said that he was didn't feel like plus size women and trans people could sell the fantasy.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, be sexy in underwear. And I just felt like that was just so wrong. And so I just wanted, it was never an attack or a call out to them, but I wanted to kind of create something really positive and beautiful with all these women and just be like, hey, here we go. And people loved it.
Did they see it? Do you think?
I don't know.
I think I will say this personally from my experience as a model and working with a lot of high fashion brands. When I go on set, people are always like, yeah, I've just been watching your Instagram for like 3 months. You know, I'm just like, 3 months? Do you know what I've posted on my stories? Like, so yeah, I definitely think they've seen it.
I mean, I got coverage from, I had a random, I think it's called the Daily Wire in the US, cover it. And then I got a load of random people very angry about the fact that I did it. But
tell us about this, because I saw the shoot and I thought it was incredibly beautiful. And
thank you.
And also, I thought it was incredibly normal. And I think that says a lot about the media that I consume now, which is like, I saw that and I was like, yeah, beautiful, lovely, great. But I know that is not what everyone thinks of when they think of seeing a load of women in their underwear. What was some of the maybe kind of backlash to it?
Well, there was a lot of positivity, I have to say. Like, Instagram was fully positive, which people stereotypically would be like, well, Instagram is all about the slim women, blah, 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 blah. But it actually wasn't. They were really, really supportive. Lots of love there, like, all around. I think yours posted really well.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like, love, love, love. Twitter was good. And then, like, 2 days later, I suddenly just started getting these, like, random... It was mainly men and from America. And it was just a lot of fat phobia. And a lot of, like, I had some random people telling me to think of their daughters when I photographed people in their underwear, which was, to be like, you know, think of the young girls that you could influence by photographing women in the underwear. Like, why is that a celebration to have people in their underwear? And I was like, well, you know, it's a take on Victoria's Secret Angels, so it's meant to be, but... it was offensive to have plus size women. It was offensive to them to have trans women. It was offensive to have just women in their underwear in general. Like, I feel like whatever I would have done would have been
offensive.
Because it's like they have their view of what beautiful is. And if you're not it, they just want you to like hide away and come back until you're that standard. And I feel like I didn't expect it. I didn't expect a backlash because I'm so used to working with so many different models. But
I think that what I would say with Instagram is that Instagram has gone out of their way to protect the people on there in a sense, because now they filter out the bad comments.
Yeah.
So you don't have to see the hate comments. So, but with mine, I only get the typical, oh, you're promoting obesity. But then, like, my intention is to live. Aren't I allowed to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think oftentimes when people try to use that angle of things, it just shows just the negativity in terms of humanity.
Yeah.
Because like the intention behind this was to literally just celebrate women. And like so many people forget that like we have mothers and aunties who've literally grown up in generations where they've been taught to hate themselves, like to actually hate the way they look and to cover up themselves in a certain way, which is like policing their bodies. And like we have great creatives like you, Linda, who's like, let's challenge that and just be like, let's just celebrate women as they are. And that to me is just the beauty of life. And I think that if we can change the narrative of that, then the world could be that bit much better.
Mm-hmm. Do you think a brand like Victoria's Secret, though, for years they've done the fashion show and they've perpetuated one type, a very, you know, those models go through brutality to get to look like that. Do you think that they can flip a switch and then start doing photo shoots like you're doing when they've probably done so much damage and harm? Would you embrace that if Victoria's Secret came out with a shoot like you've just done?
Yeah. Absolutely, because Fenty Savage have done that, and the response to that was huge. And to have, like, Amazon, which is, like, also a huge company, organization, and, like, back that and continue to back that is just telling in itself. Mm. So any brand can change their perception of how they want to do things, and they can change their business model in terms of things. It's just one person just saying, yes, let's do it this way and taking that risk, because there have been bigger brands out there who've taken that risk and nothing bad has come from it. You know, people just love to just see people that look like them.
And I also think, like, it happens more authentically if there's diverse people behind the camera, you know, like working with them properly rather than them just being like, oh, we've got to be diverse now. Yeah. The stylist for the shoots, her name's Terry Waters. She's an amazing stylist, and she created The Unedit, which is like an online body positive magazine. And she used to work in high-end styling, high-end fashion styling. And she said, like, the reason she left and created this amazing online website was because of the experience she had. She's plus size. And she just said it wasn't good. It wasn't positive for young women to see stuff like that. So for anyone to see, like, that kind of strict ideal beauty type, so I think it will start I think it is starting to happen across the industry, really. And I think it needs to happen, because at the end of the day the world is diverse, and humans are diverse, and all different kinds of people, and that should just be represented in what we see. Representation is important.
Okay. We're going to keep chatting to Linda and Anna here on Badass Women's Hour.
The Badass Women's Hour is Harriet Minter, Natalie Campbell and Emma Sexton. Three women, one podcast, and a whole load of badass. As long as we've had our coffee.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Right now we are talking to Linda Blacker and Enem Asiyama all about redefining Victoria's Secret's angels. And I wanted to ask you, when you are, because you're a professional model, when you were growing up, did you think this is something that I can achieve? And what was the moment when you were like, yeah, I can, I'm going for it?
I actually never thought I was going to be a model at all. I had like a gap year where I did like makeup, and I was just the one who was like behind the camera, and I love photography as well. And I then started getting photographers to be like, oh, can I take a picture of you as well? And then like that kind of happened. And when I moved to London for university, I just kind of was like open to this like whole world of people who actually look different. And because I'm like from Birmingham via Ghana, and it's like within even Ghana, like there's no one who's a representation in that sense. And then like in Birmingham as well. And so like in London, I was like open to all these different types of people. And I was fortunate enough to, when I finished university, to be scouted from by Misguided, who were like, yeah, can you be the plus size representation for our campaign? And that was like never heard of. So I was all over London, and it was like the weirdest experience for me to like have people be like, I saw you. Like my workplace be like, I saw you on the tube today. And I was just like, I saw me on the tube today. Like, what? And then ever since then, it's gone uphill. And for me, because I've always been into art and fashion, never actually like pursued as an academic level, I've just known of the kind of the history and the visual history of things. So when opportunities were presented to me, I actually then took them and then also created projects for myself because I love the idea of editorial and editorial fashion, high fashion. So I was just like, why don't I just take stuff that I can afford on the high street, because there's not that many brands that do plus size clothing, and I'll just take whatever I can from it. Also DIY stuff, and then like create shoots for myself and create shoots that involve other people. And it's just become a thing now, and I'm like modeling, and I just got signed like last year in June, and I love my agency, Anti-Agency, and I'm one of the only plus size models. So I'm fortunate in that sense, because it's like I get catered to in a sense. So it's just like a lot. It's just like I'm like soaking it in, taking it all in, sorry, and soaking it up.
So you should. Linda, when you are casting for your shoots, you said you deliberately wanted to try and create this diverse representation and make sure that everyone felt they represented themselves. How hard to do is that? Because we often hear people saying, well, I wanted to create diverse representation, but then suddenly you have to have everyone from every kind of diversity, and it just gets so overwhelming. How do you do it?
I think for me in this one, it was really important to definitely have plus size and trans representation, because they were the ones that were kind of targeted, kind of excluded by Victoria's Secret Angels. But I mean, a lot of my work, I work with a lot of different models. I work with a lot of diverse models authentically. Like, it's not like, sometimes, like, I feel like people think it's, like, intentionally. I mean, this shoot did have a purpose. It was like I wanted a certain level of diversity to, you know, send a message. But Inam's, like, literally, I would say, one of my favourite models. And, you know, I want to work with her because she's an amazing model, not because, you know, do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, that's not like any ulterior motives,
yeah, exactly,
kind of thing.
It's like because she's an amazing model. So I think because it comes from, I feel, an authentic place, I don't find it difficult. I feel like, and I spoke to you, didn't I, about it. I got her opinion, and I spoke to Megan about it. And, you know, I reach out to people. I know, like, you know, lots of my friends are diverse, and I speak to them about who I should be working with, who I should be including, and educate myself as I, you know, go through the process. And I just think, like, if I did it on a self-funded shoot, brands can do it. You know, there's always an excuse that it's so hard to be, you know, inclusive, and it's just not. There's just, I just feel like you just got to be authentic about it and speak to people and learn.
How do you think social media has changed both photography and fashion?
I mean, to be honest, I'm not a fashion photographer, so I feel like fashion isn't my area of expertise. But in terms of photography, I think it's just more out there, isn't it? We just see it all the time now, and any people can, it's just so much more possibility and getting your work out there. Whereas before, you know, if I did that shoot, I'd probably have had to hold an exhibition and then get people in to see it. Whereas now I can do like a kind of online publicity campaign and like without having to kind of worry.
I will also say, add to that, from like the perspective of a model and like speaking to a lot of photographers and fashion photographers, it's actually telling a story, because that's what, and it also actually allows, like, because print is something that's like huge for a model to be in. And so it allows like photographers to actually tell a story now, like, and tell a story offline and online. Mm-hmm. And that is like incredible, because it's like you get to have like that physical copy in your hand, but then also have like the whole entire world not miss that story. And to have that opportunity for them is good, because then you're telling so many different types of stories, and you're also like challenging things. Like, you're challenging stories on a different level because you're getting access to different types of people. Mm-hmm. So you can just, like, push it that bit more.
That's true. There's no, like, restrictions. Like, I wanted to do that shoot, so I did that shoot. Whereas if it was for a magazine, they'd have control over certain things. Yep. And so, yeah, there's more freedom. And
not everything will get, like, put through in a sense, whereas on the internet, like, if you do this specific thing for print, then something else could be for the internet. Do you get what I'm saying?
I went to performing arts college when I was 16 to 19, and every end of term or half term we would get weighed, so that when we came back they would check that we hadn't put any weight on. And we were always told that if you even look at a piece of cake, you're going to put on weight. I remember at my college there were quite a few anorexic girls. There was like a bulimic group that were teaching how to make yourself sick, the best fingers to use, the technique. I just remember kind of growing up, I was very lucky. My parents were great, and I used to eat a lot of chicken and rice and peas and, like, you know, all the hard food, Jamaican food. And for me, I never really struggled when I was at college. And then when I left college, I went into a musical, We Will Rock You, the Queen musical, and I was away in Zurich, Switzerland, is where I performed it. And I got called in by the director. There were three of us that got called in, and we were each told individually that we'd put on weight, and if we didn't lose the weight, basically we were going to lose our jobs. So I actually look back at pictures now. I did the 10-year challenge, and I was probably about a size 8, and I thought I was way too big. So now I'm like a 10, 12, and even now I'm like, oh, I need to trim up, because of that mentality that's always been instilled into me. And what was funny is myself, stupidly, and my two friends, we ended up going on a popcorn diet, because we're like, popcorn doesn't give you calories, even though it'd be salted popcorn, so it was just covered in calories. But we're thinking, oh, that's fine, we'll have popcorn diet and we'll just drink water and we'll lose weight. And I ended up, I got IBS and I had real bad problems and mental issues, because I was like, I'm overweight, I'm gonna lose my job, and blah, blah, blah. And when my mum and dad found out, because obviously I was living away and they're at home, they literally blitzed the director. They went in, and my mum, like a Jamaican woman, was like, I won't say that on the microphone. And what the worst thing was, I remember, is he had basically said that the wardrobe lady had said that we'd put weight on, these three girls put weight on, and they were going to have to redo the costumes. What she'd actually said is she was a new wardrobe lady. The initial person wasn't washing the clothes in a high enough heat, so they weren't cleaning enough. So she just asked, are they thinking about losing weight? Because if not, we'll just let the costumes out a little bit. Otherwise, you know, because we're going to wash them on higher heat, so they're going to shrink a bit. We'll let them out. If they're thinking of losing weight, fine, we'll leave them as they are. But if not, then we'll just let him out. And he completely turned it. Wow. And so for nearly a year, there I am thinking I'm overweight at size 8, dancing 8 shows a week, full on, eating popcorn, because I'm thinking I'm going to lose my job. And I was fresh out of college. And I think it's so important that there are campaigns like this to show young girls, it's okay, you don't need to be a size 8 to fit in the kick line. Yeah. I'm a big boned girl. There was no way I was going to be, you know, in the kick line with these skinny white girls, because my body type isn't like that. And I think it's so important that we see everyone has a different body type, and it's okay, and let's celebrate the beauty. Yeah. So I think that's so important to be able to embrace that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thanks for sharing that story, by the way.
No, you're welcome. I don't like popcorn anymore. No, I do feel like a bit of salted popcorn.
And then, do you think that is fascinating? I think that is the power of social media, which is, I feel very much like in the last 3 years, even like that short a time, that we have transformed the conversation around it. Whereas, you know, I'm sure that conversation is still happening in musicals across the country.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I would hope that maybe that now there are a few girls turning around and being like, hang on, just pause in there, thank you. And do you feel particularly a level of responsibility as a plus size model to, I mean, I'm going to actually just stop that question there. Do you feel a level of responsibility around it?
Responsibility, what sense?
I guess to be a role model for other women. Because I think, for me, I'm definitely plus size, and I feel a level of responsibility to be comfortable with that and be able to talk about it and to be able to live it. And some days I just don't feel like that about it. Mm-hmm. And then other days I'm like, yeah, I'm good with it. It's all great. But I definitely feel a responsibility from an outside point of view to be like, I've got body positivity. I'm with it. I can do it. I understand it. I can talk about it.
I think that's a great question, in the sense where, so I would never say that I feel responsibility to be a role model in the sense of things, but I think that I have to be very honest with myself in the way I approach the situation, because I'm one of the very few activists and advocates out there who has to speak about this issue, which is still a new trend. And I can imagine that before this, you didn't have to feel that responsibility. But now that you do, because the eyes are all on plus size women now and how we do things. So I would say that I stay away from the label of body positivity, because it really derived from the fat acceptance movement. And with the fat acceptance movement, it was like coined by like black women, because it was like a space that was not inclusive for everybody. And within, because there was a plus size community out there, and it was still centered on like cis, like white women. Yeah. And still now it's like moved on to be something that's more like open to everybody. And it's kind of like changed that narrative. So on one hand, it's a good thing. And I try to stay true to the history behind that the fat acceptance movement is for like women to like speak about how they feel, to see the representation. But then for me, for someone who's like creative and like fashion and art and stuff, I feel responsibility to create the right type of visuals and to promote the right type of visuals and work with the right type of people, so that people can see that it's not just seeing someone in like a skirt on ASOS or another brand or fashion brand. It's like seeing me as a statue in like Times Square or something like that, or like on a billboard. Yeah. And it's like taking it to new heights, that fat can be like your body is just beautiful in any way. And our body is like so powerful. And being a woman, that's like a different layer of powerful on top of that. So it's like, there's nothing more badass than that, in a sense, I suppose. So that is what I try to do, like positivity, in a sense where it's like you can do anything and you can stay true to yourself and do anything whilst doing that. Yep. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Big thank you to Linda Blacker and Enan Asiyama. If you haven't checked out the photo, I'm sure it's on both your Instagrams. Yes. Mm-hmm. Go have a look. It is absolutely beautiful.
You've been listening to Badass Women's Hour. If you like the show, then help more people find us. You can tag us or talk to us on social media using @BadassWomen'sHour. Or you can be really lovely and leave us a review and a rating. 5 stars, please. It helps boost us up the podcast rankings and allows other people to find us. We'll be back next week with more badass guests and in-depth chat.